Governor Evers is calling on state lawmakers to pass an $8.5 million package to help Wisconsin's dairy farmers. Evers talked about it during his State of the State address on Wednesday. Then he formally called the legislature into special session next week to take up the plan. The bills are designed to boost exports, award incentives to farmers to diversify their products, and to provide mental health support to farmers after years of tough times.
Between 2011 and 2018, Wisconsin lost about a third of our dairy farms. We lead the nation in farm bankruptcies. We've endured the consequences of unnecessary and unproductive tariffs and trade wars. And we've heard people who've said there's no place for small farms anymore. They ought to go big or bust. Well, they are wrong. They don't know Wisconsin.
Farm industry groups have generally been warm to Evers' proposals, but say they fail to address some key problems. Mark Stevenson is Director of Dairy Policy Analysis at UW-Madison Center for Dairy Profitability. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob. Happy to be here.
Before we get into specifics, what do you make of the focus on farming, agriculture issues, dairy, both in the State of the State address and with this call for the special session?
I think it's great that we're finally doing this. There's so much that, you know, probably can be done. You're not going to save every small farm or operation that you might want to, but there are some things we can do to put in place, I think, some real initiatives for dairy producers to help them through these tough times.
One of the things the governor's calling for is an effort to boost Wisconsin's percentage of the dairy exports from the United States. Can a state really do much to affect that?
I think they can. When we look at the exports from the dairy industry here in this country, the largest exports that we do are skim milk powder and whey powder. Cheese comes in, you know, there after that, a long way down the line, and then some butter. And cheese in particular, I think we would be looking at specialty cheese products as opposed to just commodity cheddars as a good example. And Wisconsin squarely placed for doing that.
Is that a marketing issue? If we sell it, they'll come and buy it?
Oh, it's partly that, but there are just all kinds of inherent problems that you have with this. Many of our smaller cheesemakers that make a high-quality product would just find that this is a customer overseas that's quite a bit different than a domestic customer. We have to learn what they want, what they're expecting in the way of product, how it's packaged. We have to begin to think about, can we assemble a full container load of our product and get it there? That's quite a bit for some of the smaller operations. So coordination is probably one of the things that we need to work on for expanding exports out of the state.
Can we export our way out of our farm problem? Is this something that alone is going to prevent at least a portion of these bankruptcies?
Exports are going to be a great way to help the dairy industry grow, and that's not going to be a permanent solution to a problem, because if we, you know, raise price enough that it's a market signal, you know, that tells farmers we want more of your product. In other words, produce more milk. And of course, farms respond, and then you get the tug and pull, you know, that you have of not enough milk one time and then more milk than you really wanted perhaps another time. So this is part of the answer, but it's not the ultimate solution.
Yeah, one thing that isn't here, and some farmers have looked for this, some of our callers on the show over the years have said, hey, the problem is we're producing too much milk. We need some kind of supply control. Is that something that would be effective and or doable?
Supply control measures that most people have talked about really would have to be implemented at the national level. If a single state decided to do something like that, you do it at your own peril, mm-hmm. because this state might contract or hold the line, you know, in terms of milk production, but that might also send a signal to other farmers in other parts of the country to go ahead and expand and take up that proportion of market share that wasn't taken up here. So it can't happen at a state level.
Another part of the governor's proposal is an effort to help farmers diversify their products. $50,000, I think, in grant form or loans. I'm not sure. What would something like that look like?
Well, that can be a real opportunity for some folks. A good example might have been, 12, 15 years ago when we began to see a lot more organic milk production. That was kind of a new product at the time, and that took some learning, you know, for dairy farmers to be able to do that. But it was a good answer for a number of farms. It helped them maybe stay a little bit smaller in size to have a higher income from that kind of production. And I think what they're really talking about is, are there some other niches that can be explored? Can we help farms begin to think about maybe segmenting a marketplace for milk to address consumer desires?
Talking to Mark Stevenson from the UW-Madison Center for Dairy Profitability, looking at agriculture proposals from Governor Evers in a State of the State address, especially with dairy farming. Another one, not an economic one, but regional programs aimed at helping farmers to access mental health resources, which are often few and far between in rural Wisconsin. This isn't part of the profitability story. Is it an important thing to look at, though?
It is an important thing to look at. You know, this has been such a stressful time. 5 years of relatively low prices. Farms have been prepared, you know, to get through downturns in prices, but they've typically been much shorter than this, maybe a couple of years, and then a rebound. And when a farm is working as hard as they possibly can, and they think they've cut costs as much as they possibly can, and they're still losing money year over year, it's depressing. And if when you can't pay bills and people are asking you quite legitimately to have their bills paid, you may need some help. And I mean just in the way of mental help to realize that you're not in this alone.
Now, over the decades, really, centuries maybe, there's been a lot of work at the university through Extension and other programs where there's research that then goes out to farmers. Is there room for more innovation in Wisconsin when it comes to that, where academic resources can be tapped to help these dairy farmers?
No question about it. You know, the production of milk is really a commodity program. And with a commodity program, most individuals can't do much to influence the price they receive for their product. It's just being put out there in the market with thousands of other producers sending their product out there. And the marketplace has to find the price that clears the product. The real key is how do we produce it for less? So the only way to really have a more profitable operation is to find ways to cut costs from it. And there have been historically lots of new ways to do that. Many of those have come from research from universities.
Are there other things you think that the state could be doing, whether or not they're part of the governor's proposal here, that might help dairy farmers?
I think a lot of things that individual organizations can do to help dairy farmers, a lot of things that the state can do and has done already. I mean, I was director of the task force, dairy task force here that wrapped up about a year ago. And there were a number of recommendations that producers and other members of the dairy industry and community put together that have been successful. Some of those have already been employed. Others are in the process of being employed now.
In just a couple moments, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is working on this labeling of non-dairy milk, I'll throw it in quotes, products from almonds, whatever. Is that a big factor in what's facing Wisconsin farmers, these non-milk milks?
It's a factor, less for Wisconsin because we don't supply a lot of milk to a beverage or fluid market. Most of our milk goes to cheese here, but, you know, plant-based beverages have certainly displaced some of, you know, conventional cow's milk beverage. And, you know, there's a hard definition for milk, so we need to be respectful of that.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Mark Stevenson from the UW-Madison Center for Dairy Profitability, looking at Governor Evers' plans to help struggling dairy farmers here in Wisconsin.